All right, so questions. Looks like there's a microphone on either side. And I'm sure once one question gets coming in, they'll probably all start spitballing and more ideas.
Hi, I'm David with Lander Brewing Company in Lander, Wyoming. I'm kind of a do-it-all head brewer slash everything else in the brewery. And in a small brewery, we've just started working on our branding for our different beers, which the beers have been around for 15 years or so, but we've never really done any marketing. My question is about how do I communicate with my graphic designer? He's a freelance guy. The problem I've had is I tell him something I think is really specific and clear about something that needs to change in a logo, and I get a draft back that doesn't address the issue I have, and I tell him the same thing, and I get another draft back that doesn't address the issue I have. So are there any tips on how to deal with this type of thing? I really like his artwork, but the turnarounds on these things are getting ridiculous.
Yeah.
I'd say one suggestion is tell a designer what you're trying to accomplish and not how to do it. Just as a general rule of thumb, the designers are a lot like programmers and other things where they're independent spirits and they kind of want to do it their way. So if you ask, tell them what you like, what you don't like, I'd start with what you like instead of leading in with what needs to be changed. But start with some positive stuff and then maybe show them other examples too. It's a lot easier for visual people to look at things and say, I really like the way this brand is doing this. So maybe bring some other examples from other breweries or other industries that you think represents what you're trying to accomplish. But telling them, like, make this change this way might not always be the best strategy. Also, it could be a powder day and your freelancer is off skiing and makes a quick change and sends it on their phone. So I don't know. You never know. I think give people a reasonable amount of time to make the changes too and think through it and ask them to explain why they did what they did. And a lot of times, you might appreciate, like, yeah, maybe it wasn't what you asked for, but this solution's really good, and here's why. But if you don't ask, like, well, why did you do that? Like, what was your thought behind making the change the way you did? You won't maybe pick up on it. So, I don't know, a couple suggestions.
Really quickly, how long have you been working with this designer?
About a year.
Okay. So you're basically saying you just don't feel like sometimes necessarily you click and get the right results back, it sounds like you're saying?
Well, I like the artwork in general, but then when it comes to, like, some fine details that we end up not really quite clicking on fine details, like I want some small aspect of the graphic to be changed slightly just for aesthetic purposes.
Yeah.
Those type of things I'm having a hard time getting things changed and edits done in a reasonable amount of time.
Yeah. That can be a challenging one. I think, like, really be as thorough as you can up front without knowing how, you know, your relationship is, but just being as detailed as possible at first. If a situation where you're providing, I feel like it can be difficult. Breweries are, you know, people are ruining, sounds like you're wearing multiple hats. It can be challenging because you're so busy, you know, on the day-to-day that, like, sometimes you can't spend a lot of time or, you know, providing very detailed, you know, feedback or instructions on how to get started or what you need. If you're providing those detailed instructions of what you're looking for, I think, like he was saying, try not to, like, guide them. Basically, what I'm saying is that I think, like, if you're providing detailed instructions on what you need done and they're not bringing it back, then maybe that's just more of a relationship issue in the situation.
Also, on the agency front, there's usually a person in between you and the designer that helps with that translation. So there's that account manager, account service person, whose job is to make sure they understand what you're asking for and then communicate it with the designer in a way that it's right. So it's another difference between working directly with the designer and having a consultative buffer in the middle.
Yeah. Lastly, I would just say, just have a conversation with them and ask them, like, hey, where are we missing communication here? Communication is so important. Just ask them, or her, them, like, whatever. And then just, if that's all, sometimes what it takes. People just miss communication, and if you can get on a level thing, like, okay, this is where we're missing, and then if it doesn't get better, then, you know, maybe it's just a deeper problem, maybe, you know, so.
That's what I was just going to say, is it's the designer's job to ask the right questions and to also provide reasoning behind what they're doing. So if they're not giving you, like, solid reason to convince you that their design is right, then honestly, I'd say that's more on the designer. So.
Over here.
Hi, I'm Garrett with Great Basin Brewing Company, marketing director and chief designer. Britt, real quick, can you just touch on your internal design approval and review process that you undergo when you're presenting new designs for beers?
Yeah, so that's actually something that I've been working on a lot the past, like, 2 years. I am the marketing director and designer. I do the whole thing by myself. It's very siloed. So it's kind of been the opposite of me trying to get the other people, the brewers and the beer hall staff, involved in the decision making and to get their feedback and to do things to get them more involved instead of so much like having to get approval. But I think that's been really helpful, and I think it's something fun. Even if you're not a designer, it's fun to look at. It's fun to have input and pick designs. And so we have a process now where, you know, I'll do initial designs, and the whole staff gets to give me feedback. And, you know, the sales team and the brewers and everybody has such a different perspective that's really great to get for the design. So, you know, I listen and pay attention to all of that. And, you know, even we have, like, a mug club group of, like, loyal followers, and I get them involved. I let them vote for things, which gets them excited about the brand and feeling loyal and feeling part of it. So all of that stuff is super important to the process.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay, this question is for Jeff specifically. Jeff, when you look at brand refreshes on a shelf, when we're talking about off-premise, I guess the question would be, there's so many times how often can you do it? But I guess the specific question is, when can it be too much that you're going to be dealing with consumer confusion, that they're never going to get used to what they're specifically looking for? Do you have any experience of maybe somebody doing it too often or maybe not enough?
You know, I can cite a number of brands that aren't here anymore that didn't do a very good job of it. You know, obviously, if you put it on the shelf and it's not showing you any returns within a matter of 30, 60 days, you probably didn't do it right, or you have another problem altogether. And yes, there are a number of brands who do it really good. You know, we have looked at consumers walk up to a shelf and we sit and watch them and look at how they make their decisions. And, you know, first it's eye level where you're at on the shelf. And then, you know, there's a tier here and a tier there, and then they shop left to right based on some of the flow in the store. There are so many details that go into what makes that shopper pick up a package. But I will tell you, if you have a very clean, inspirational kind of look, they tend to see that. It's noticeable. If you're just a really busy thing, they'll go right by it. It's like anything else, you know. That's why they put stop signs in four letters in one color based on white, so you immediately know why it's there. Too much, it gets lost. So I would say you can do some trial, which is always an expensive thing to do a design and then expect you're going to get your feedback from the consumer in the marketplace. I'm a true believer that if you design anything, you get a group of people together and you let them look at it and you say, does it work for you? Ultimately, they're your consumers. So, and if you have a tap room, they're pretty cheap consumers. You pour them a pint, you lay out some of your packaging there and say, hey, tell me what you think. It's as simple as that.
Hi, Hi there. My name is Amber. I'm the head of sales and marketing for a local brewery here in Denver. A question a little bit off topic. So we currently already have a brand, a logo, and kind of an identity. But I don't have a background in marketing. So I was kind of curious if you could talk about some platforms, online platforms that one could use to kind of take all of our brand identity and logos to create various posters or social media posts that would be cheap and pretty easy to use for someone that doesn't have an extreme background in marketing and we don't want to use our freelance design crew.
There's a lot of platforms out there.
I figured, yeah.
I think the problem with those platforms is you never know who you're going to get. So you're putting it out to the crowd, and maybe one time you got someone great, and another time it's someone on the other side of the world who, you know, can make a good amount of money on a single project buying for that position. So I think the online platforms are a little bit, you get what you get, and sometimes it can turn out great and it's very affordable, and then other times it's a little more risky. I think it depends what you're trying to do. If you're implementing something existing, maybe it'll work out fine. But
are you talking about a platform that helps you internally, like, build some graphics that for like social media or?
Yes.
Okay, so she's not talking about hiring somebody. She's talking about a platform that can help them do it. Yeah.
Yeah, so going through it on my own, not using one of our freelance designers, something that I can use on my own.
Yeah. So in your stuff, do you have like brand guidelines or do you have anything like that?
Yes.
Okay. And how much, if you were to collect all of the stuff you have, like advertisements, posters, tap handles, packaging, do you put it together and see a pretty like consistent look and brand about it?
Yes.
Okay. So, I mean, ideally, if a designer, if you have the brand guidelines, ideally they have laid out for you which fonts to use, when, where, what colors, how much spacing to leave for your logo. You know, I know there's social media specific platforms that make it pretty easy that you can just pick the color and the font and just like. But it's a challenging, and it's a good question. I think there's a lot of things that need to, that, like you said, you don't want to like hire a designer, like you want to handle in-house just because it needs to get done quick, but it needs to be on brand. I mean, I guess I think my suggestion is just that you can find stuff online that like does graphics easy that like in the browser or either maybe a free app. But I would just say like anything that you do, just look, bring up some of your packaging or posters, whatever. Just be like, if I looked at this, does it match? You know, and just try to follow the brand guidelines. I've worked with breweries that they go off and do a bunch of stuff on social media and that they're using the wrong fonts and they're not using it. Go back to your brand guidelines. And so my suggestion is just look at everything else and make sure it lines up. And you can probably find an online tool that helps you, like, if you don't own Photoshop or Illustrator, that can help you kind of assemble some of these things.
Okay. Another tip I would give is if you have a freelance designer that you're working with, and if it's something like you mentioned, like a time constraint where you need to turn something over the next day, you're a small company, you know, talk through those issues with your designer. Like, they can create templated pieces for you. Like, if you need a poster design, they can give you a JPEG of a really nicely on-brand designed JPEG that you drop into Word and put type over it. Is it the best solution? Is it going to come out as well as if the designer did the full thing? Probably not. But using like templated stuff that a designer can provide for you is going to be better than just trying to do it yourself.
Awesome. And then next over here.
I'm Michelle Strain from Cross Stream Brewing. Our brewery, we won a silver medal in the hazy IPA category. So obviously our money's going towards more fermenters and brewing equipment. I would like to try to convince them to hire a designing or consulting agency, but I guess to make sure our branding is consistent across our packaging. The problem is they want to put it back into, obviously, the brewing side of things. What was your best recommendation when you're on the lower end of budget to be able to, would you hire a design firm? Do you guys have different pricing, or how do you best do it when the brewery doesn't have a big budget for that design? Obviously, I know it's important, return on investment, but trying to convince them that we need to invest in this versus, and also balancing out the brewery.
I'd say there's a few recommendations. One is come up with a budget that you can live with and be really honest about it. and what you're trying to accomplish. Two, a lot of agencies and designers are huge beer fans, and trade is still an extremely powerful medium. So it's, yeah, I only have this much money to do this, but we'll hook up all your employees, or we'll give you 50% off when they come to the brewery anytime you want. That's highly motivating. I just think if you're efficient, if you're organized and efficient, then the agency or the designer can be really efficient. So if it's going to be a messy process and you have no money, that's a tough situation. But if you're organized, you have some benefits that you can share with other people, and then you have a budget that isn't completely outrageous. And again, that it varies on who you're talking to and how busy they are and all those other things. But I'd say have them fall in love with your brewery, and that goes a long way in terms of budgeting.
And I guess what is the low end for a firm? I guess, would you say your budget, boy, that's just, we're not going to be able to work with you.
It depends how hungry they are.
Okay.
So I'd say breweries that have a lot of experience, then they're probably less excited about another brewery project that has no money, unless you guys are doing something really interesting. So it totally scales. There's freelancers or small agencies or agencies that haven't been in the category that will practically do it for free just to have a beer client on their roster.
Gotcha.
Other ones that have worked for a while in the industry know how hard it is and how much work it's actually going to be. So the story of this is going to be an amazing creative opportunity for you and may not be as persuasive. But I would just say what you have, a good agency or a good designer can figure out what they can do for that and help you as much as they can, and then use your other assets to try and get people engaged and excited and part of your team.
Awesome. Thank you.
We got a couple more minutes, but yeah.
My name's Adam. I'm from Eastbound Brewing Company in Toronto. I had a couple of questions. The first one is, how long did it take the designers for the cans that are going out next year's conference from start to finish, from concept to having a completed design?
Yeah, this was a little crazy. I think it was like about 2 weeks or so. We were hoping to have like more like a month, but just planning so much stuff around the Craft Brewers Conference, you know, it became challenging. It was about 2 weeks, which I think we were all pretty passionate about it. I would say, generally speaking, if we're doing, depending on the depth of the label, me personally, it could be anywhere from like 3 weeks to a month. Working with somebody.
In terms of like, are you spending 8 hours a day working on that for those 2 weeks?
No,
or are you
I mean,
an hour here, hour there?
Right. No, like we're balancing between other clients, other projects. And in the little promo thing, I mentioned it like, creativity, it's sometimes it hits you, sometimes it doesn't. So as a designer, you know, there's things on the day-to-day that I need to take care of to run my business or individual projects too. Like there can be a point where I just get stuck, you know, like kind of like writer's block. You're just like, ugh. So I just need to like go somewhere else and then come back to it. Like the next day, like I woke up one morning, I was just like, boom, that's it, perfect. And I sat down that day. I think I pretty much spent the entire day. But I mean, overall, it's hard to say. It's in every project's different, but you know, it might have been altogether. It might have been closer to like 12 hours, like 10 to 12 hours.
Okay.
Or
the
so.
Longest part on this year's can that we designed was getting the final sponsor list.
Yeah,
yeah. They Cultivator did this year's cans that are at the commemorative beards for this one. Yeah.
The other question was for somebody. I'm sort of the go-between. We don't have an agency, so I'm the one that handles the feedback from the brewery and from our management team when talking to our designer. And sometimes there's a little bit of lost in translation action happening. So is there any online tools that I could just sort of give myself a crash course on knowing the basic terminology? Like I asked for a frame around something and the designer wrote back, "What's a frame?" And I was like, "Okay, well, just like a border." So is there anything within it? You guys mentioned, you know, systems within packaging. That's not something that a term that I would use. But is there something that gives me like that Cole's notes or Cliff's notes of what design terminology is?
Yeah, there's a ton of stuff out there. Skillshare.com is a great website to look at. I think you can do a month free trial, and then it's something like $10 a month, I think. Don't quote me. But there's a lot of designer resources and like intro to design and just like really great videos. I mean, even YouTube, if you just Google and like watch a few videos, I think there's a lot of online resources like for learning design. I think it's great that you want to do that. Something else too, this slightly unrelated, at Roarbox, we use Basecamp, which is like a project management tool.
Yeah.
It's awesome. So I post things. I can get feedback directly online from everybody in the company. And then it's kind of this open, written conversation, and it really helps with the project flow, too.
Okay, but there isn't one like that you recommend top of mind, just like a...
I mean, outside of Skillshare, I guess there's not really anything specific.
Okay. Great, thank you.
Think of,
Hi, I'm Carolina Garcia. I represent Republica Brewing from Dominican Republic. We've been around for like about 3 years, and we introduced draft beer over there, and it's been pretty hard because everybody's used to Presidente and like the bottle, and everybody loves the bottle. But it's been a challenge, but it's been working, and now we have other breweries that are doing drafts. And basically, the question is more towards tap handles. And how you can have a better image in that sense. I mean, we have tap handles. We've been creative in that sense. But I feel like a tap handle is almost like a beer can. And it's almost like our way of, you know, selling our beer. What suggestions do you have in that sense? Thank you.
Just right off the bat, the first thing that I always think of with tap handles is it's a pet peeve of mine when it's so complicated that you have no idea what it is. I just think simple is always better. It's just like on the shelf. There's a lot of noise. There's a lot of chaos. There's a lot of differences. Simple is better with your brewery name and the style of the beer that they're ordering is just really important. There's people that are too shy or uncomfortable to ask, oh, what's that beer? And then they might not order it just because of that. So as long as the communication's clear, I think that's really all you need. And then it's all of the stuff you do until that point, the social media, the promotion that they then recognize that tap handle once they're at that decision-making point. And sometimes, too, a lot of breweries and like bars and stuff I know are turning away from those tap handles and just using like standard black ones where you don't even see it. So sometimes like I don't think that's the biggest touch point that I would like invest money on.
All right, so we need to wrap it up. We're doing the happy hour, so we'll be sticking around if you guys have questions. Sorry, but if you, yeah, you can come and grab us and ask a question. Yeah, so thank you all for everyone who stuck around. Appreciate it. I've had a lot of fun up here. I hope you got some valuable information. And, yeah, come talk to us if you have any questions. Thank you.